Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. It's great to be back.
You know, I wanted to spend some time today talking about something that seems to be increasing these days with the current economy, and that is attacks or scams targeted at job seekers. Have you seen this or an increase in this particular type of attack?
You know, this really encompasses a broad range of security issues. There's a website, www.privacyrights.org, that actually talks about avoiding online job scams. And one of the things they talk about is job seekers who use an online job search website.
Right.
They need to be careful to avoid a type of job scam where you apply for a job and then you're asked to accept payments into your own bank account, which you would hope most people would realize there's a problem there. But this is how the money mules are recruited. And with people being out of work and unemployment being pretty high in some areas, people are getting a bit desperate for a job. And the criminals will make it sound like they're offering you a legitimate job. They call it accounting or payment processing. And they're going to use your bank account to deposit stolen money into, and you get to keep a percentage of that money and send them the rest of the money. And what happens then is that the bank catches on that it was stolen money, and the victim, the job applicant, is on the line for all of it, the money that they got to keep as well as the money that they sent back to the criminal organization.
Interesting. And I guess how are they getting the information of these job seekers? Is it through email phishing scams, or is it through targeting sites like Monster.com or CareerBuilder?
You know, there are some different approaches. One of them is just blanket spamming. You know, when
right.
you've got fairly high unemployment rates,
yep.
spam's really cheap, so you can just spam randomly. Another problem is when a website like a Monster.com gets compromised, which has happened before, and the bad guys get a database containing the names and at least contact information, if not more, for the job applicants, then you get the targeted attacks where the attacker knows that someone is looking for a job. Depending on the information that was compromised, they might even know what that person's skill set is. And so they can direct phishing attacks that might not even be a job offer, but just might take advantage of having enough knowledge to successfully perform fraud, or they might offer a job that isn't really a legal job.
Interesting. I mean, do you think with the current desperation in employment that folks are more likely to fall for these scams now than they were in the past? Or do you think it's just ratios that because there are more folks who are unemployed, then there are going to be more people who fall for them?
I think it's a combination, because when you've got more people who are unemployed, then you've got more of the people that would have the propensity to fall for them that are going to fall for them. There is probably some desperation aspect where, okay, I'm not finding the kind of job I want. I need a job. This is a job. I'll do it for a short time until I can find what I want.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, is there something that they can look for in these particular types of attacks?
Well, if you're asked for a bank account number before you've actually got a job, or a PayPal account number or a credit card number, that's a really bad sign. In general, the only reason to give a bank account number is if you've got a job where they're going to direct deposit your paycheck, not someone
right.
else's money, but your paycheck. There's no reason to give your employer a PayPal account that I can see, or a credit card number either. So, you know, you don't want to agree to have your funds direct deposited by a new employer that you've never met. Now, on the Privacy Rights Clearinghouse website, they say do not agree to have funds or paychecks direct deposited to any of your accounts by a new employer. Well, you've got to use some discretion there. It's like when I joined ESET, I knew the company ESET. I knew who I was dealing with. Yeah, you can direct deposit my paycheck. That's fine.
Right.
But if I got a job with some company and I've never even met any of the people at it. No, I'm not giving them my bank account number.
Absolutely. I mean, in addition to some of that discretion, is there anything else that job seekers can do to avoid these scams, or in the type of applications that they're submitting or ways they're going about looking for employment?
It's always a great idea to do a little searching and research on the company that you're potentially going to go to work for. One of the things I would recommend is type in the name of the company and the word fraud or the word scam or the word complaint and see what Google or your favorite search engine turns up. So just that little step can oftentimes reveal that this isn't someone that you want to deal with.
Interesting. Well, Randy, this is, you know, extremely helpful information, especially as folks, I'm sure, are looking for jobs in this tough economy. It's important to remember some of these tips to protect yourself and your identity. If you have any additional questions for Randy on this topic, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to The Malware Report with Randy Abrams.